Hugo Chavez is among the more verbose leaders in this hemisphere of ours, but the Venezuelan president hasn't spoken to his people or even been seen in public since June 10th. Something happened on that date that could provide an explanation. Chavez had surgery in Cuba to remove a pelvic swelling. The fact that Chavez hasn't returned to Venezuela yet has prompted speculation that he may be seriously ill, and that has prompted reassurances from Chavez's allies that he's doing just fine. The BBC's Michael Voss is in Havana, Cuba. Michael Voss, is there any reliable information about the health and the whereabouts of Venezuela's president?
In a simple word, Lisa, no. If you want to have medical treatment and be assured of absolute privacy, Cuba is the place to come. Remember, not once in the 5 years since Fidel Castro was taken ill has there been a single leak about his condition. And I think the same is now true of Hugo Chavez. We do understand that he's in a hospital, the CIMEC hospital in Havana, but that's within a restricted military area, so no one can get near it. What we do know is from Venezuelan sources that he had a meeting with Fidel Castro on June the 10th, complained of abdominal pains and was rushed in for hospital, as you say, with a pelvic abscess. Normally, you're up and about in 24 hours. Maybe you have to have a drain in for 2 weeks. It's now more than 2 weeks. A week later, there were photographs of Chavez talking to Fidel Castro and President Raul Castro in his hotel room. And as you say, the rumor mills have gone into overdrive.
Not to spread any rumors, but one of the reasons I think they've gone into overdrive is that it's unusual for President Chavez to not be saying anything for himself. This is a man who likes an audience.
This is a man who likes an audience. This is a president who often bypasses parliament to go directly to the people with his regular television programs, Alo Presidente, Hello Mr. President, they call it, and they can go on for hours. This is a man who does like to talk, and therefore that makes this silence all this sort of doubly mysterious. To give you a sort of flavor of the rumor mills, if you like, you know, is it a complication from the surgery, or have his doctors simply ordered that he take a complete rest? One Miami newspaper, the Nueva Herald, went as far as to cite unnamed U.S. intelligence sources to say that he was in a critical condition and hinting that it was cancer. And I think that finally sort of broke the straw, and the vice president of Venezuela had to come out and say, no, he's fine and he will be back.
We should say, by the way, that President Chavez, while he hasn't been speaking, he has been active on his Twitter account. And you say he often bypasses the middle man or woman and speaks to the public himself. What's he saying there?
He's saying very little on Twitter, nothing whatsoever about his health. The first one came and it was 2 weeks after surgery, congratulating the armed forces on Army Day. One of his most recent ones was expressing joy that his daughter had been to see him in hospital. It's things like that. There's been nothing political and nothing about his health. I think what there are some big debates raging in Venezuela now about the secrecy and about whether he should be ruling the country from his hospital bed in Cuba, or whether the vice president should be sworn in the interim. Remember that next year is presidential election year in Venezuela, and therefore, you know, this prolonged absence, does it suggest that perhaps he isn't invulnerable, invincible, or is he really sort of restoking the batteries to come back with a you know, great gusto and throw himself into the fray? It's all open for speculation at the moment, but the implications are very interesting, to say the least.
Michael, we know that Chavez and Fidel Castro are good buddies, but is it common for world leaders like Chavez to travel to Cuba to get medical care? And you say, you know, there's heightened secrecy. Is there good medical care there for them?
Certainly, there is good medical care. There are a few hospitals in Havana which specialize, if you like, in treating foreigners and in, you know, treating very high level Cubans. He's not the first head of state to have come here for treatment. The former prime minister of Trinidad and Tobago, Mr. Manning, came here for a heart valve operation. And then came back at least once for further medical treatment. So it's not completely unusual, this. One does suspect, though, that the fact that you can do this in privacy, in a very sort of secure setting, may well have helped here.
All right. The BBC's Michael Voss in Havana, Cuba. Michael, thank you.
You're welcome, Lisa.